To mark Earth Day, President Biden touted his past actions on climate change and announced some new ones. Here he is speaking in Seattle earlier today.
We're going to start the process where every vehicle in the United States military, every vehicle is going to be climate friendly. No, I mean it.
Biden also signed an executive order aimed at protecting old growth forests. We're joined by NPR's Laura Benchoff to discuss. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Ari.
When Biden first came to office, he promised to put the U.S. on a path to cut its carbon emissions in half before the end of the decade. How's that pledge going?
Well, he did not get his signature climate change legislation passed. The White House did get some new climate spending in an infrastructure bill that passed last year. And Biden has been talking a lot about those elements, things like money for electric vehicle charging and energy conservation in people's homes. And federal agencies have moved to do things like limit methane emissions, which is a very bad greenhouse gas that traps a lot of heat in the atmosphere, to set standards for building materials, and to approve the nation's largest offshore wind farm. And so by taking these actions and the ones that Biden took today, he's trying to move the ball forward using the powers of his office with the hopes of eventually getting more climate legislation to his desk.
All right, let's talk about the executive order he signed today to protect trees. What does it do exactly?
It directs the Department of the Interior and the Department of Agriculture to define and inventory old growth forests, and then using that information, make a plan to serve them. So bigger, older trees are important because they take carbon from the atmosphere throughout their life, and they store it in their trunks and limbs and bark, and it stays there for decades. Each forest and or every year, forests and wood products in the U.S. offset more than 10% of greenhouse gas emissions here.
You said this order would define old growth forests. Is there no definition?
That's right. You know, activists and the timber industry and scientists use this term, which seems straightforward, in different ways. And that causes conflict at the local level when older trees are designated for removal. I talked to Steve Pettery with the environmental group Oregon Wild, and he gave an example of how his group got into a fight with the U.S. Forest Service earlier this year over some ponderosa pines.
The Forest Service tried to essentially redefine what old growth is, that, you know, these aren't really old growth. They're only 125 years old. They're not 200 years old. You know, what we've seen over the years is those sort of semantic games.
So when you have these different interests at play, a definition is a good first step to clearing up how to act.
How have people been reacting to these announcements?
Environmental groups praise the move. You know, they like that it lays out measures to protect what are called mature trees, so not as old as old growth, but basically creating a pipeline for more big trees in the future that can store carbon and suck it out of the atmosphere. Garrett Rose is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, and he told me why he supports what the president's doing.
He's setting the U.S. on a course to take the lead in making trees part of the climate solution. You know, he's recognizing the importance of mature and old-growth forests in fighting the climate crisis, and he's committing the federal government to protect them.
You know, in addition, the order has language mandating the State Department to work to keep products that are the result of illegal deforestation overseas from being sold in the U.S. These are often goods like leather or palm oil. So the hope is to set a global example, right? The U.S. can't tell Brazil, by way of example, not to log forests if it's not taking steps to preserve them on its own.
NPR's Laura Benchoff, thank you.
Thank you.